You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and today I have another really special treat. This is an interview with, maybe one of the most obvious apex alphas in the findom scene. He is a straight alpha male. His name is Ollie Moore. And Master Moore is, you're going to see. This interview, once again, really shocked and amazed me. Just like my last interview with Master Alex, this interview really just floored me. So I think you're going to really enjoy it. I learned an awful lot from the alpha male perspective, and actually he was very curious too about faggots and whatnot. So I think you'll really enjoy it. So here is the interview. I'm here with Oliver Moore, correct? You go by Ollie Moore on your pages, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Say hi to everybody.
Yo, what's up, guys?
I guess first and foremost, how long have you been doing findom and fetish work? I guess I call it fetish work.
Probably on 12 months, actually.
Oh, 12 months, okay.
Yeah, not too long.
Okay.
But it all kind of started with somebody messaged on my personal Twitter asking to purchase coffee every single day. So I was like, yeah, let's go for it, man. And just developed from there. I had more and more people DMing me about this kind of thing. So thought, let's just have some fun with it, you know.
Right. Has it been fun so far?
Yeah, sometimes. Most of the time it's good fun, to be fair.
Yeah. you seem like you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I've had a lot of subs and actually doms come and chat to me about mental health stuff as well. So the money's been cool.
Right.
Every bit extra is all good fun, you know. And like, as I've spoke to you about previously, in normal life, I'm the kind of guy who walks into a room, everyone notices me. I'm a big guy. I've been successful in my real life. So I'm used to the kind of like alpha male kind of status. But it's been cool as well to help some certain people with mental health. So, you know, I've got a lot of it. It's been good fun.
Right. How tall are you, Master?
6'3". 1.90 meter tall.
Oh, okay.
I'm 270 pounds, which is about 126 kilos or... in British money, just in the 20 stone.
Mm-hmm. I never understood the whole stones thing, so.
That's why I said. That's why I normally say pounds, because obviously a lot of the guys are American.
Right, sure. 270, you said?
275 right now. 75. Lockdown's going to be putting on some gains.
Oh, I see. Yeah. When did you start your bodybuilding? It seems like you've probably been doing it since you were a teenager, probably.
Well, yeah, like it was kind of my job previously, training us, prior to what, well, that kind of life stopped over 4 years ago now. So I've just been like mixing it up. Sometimes I want to get lean and get fitter. Sometimes I just want to get bigger and stronger. Right. I'm pretty strong. I got bench press over 200 kilos, but I've squatted over 260 kilos and stuff. So pretty strong. Yeah, I've been training since I was about 17, 18, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it was my job. So,
what was the job?
You don't need to go into that.
Okay.
Nah, because like it's just different. Like the findom was, you know,
like escorting, basically.
Nah. Something like, well, I was just a professional sportsman, basically. But
okay.
You should away from all this kind of lifestyle, you know.
Right, I guess. I don't really understand it because you're not telling me a whole lot, but it's your right to keep it private.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, the fandom and OnlyFans kind of, that kind of world, mm-hmm. I keep separate from, like, professional life, you know what I mean?
The rest of your life, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you said that you were very successful in your life, so what was the thing that you've done so far in your life that was most profitable or most professional, or most successful, I guess?
Generally, I can tell you, like, I've modeled for some huge brands all around the world, like in all different continents and countries.
Oh.
When I was a professional sportsman, I did the same, competed all around the world, in every continent. to a very high level, world class. So, okay. Yeah.
You look like a guy that could definitely be a model. So, you know.
What, even right now?
Yeah, even right now. I mean, obviously.
Not very groom bad skin.
They really don't. Yeah. Generally speaking, most modeling agencies don't like beards and stuff on their models, but, you know. So you look good in a beard, so as you know.
Well, I'm in the UK and we're on lockdown, so there's no barbershops available, you know.
Sure.
So just let it grow and see what happens.
Right. Well, I mean, it looks like it's pretty well kept, so.
Yeah, I try, but I'm not a professional barber, but
yeah,
I do what I can.
It's all right. So modeling was the most successful thing for you, I guess.
That or sports, you know, like obviously sports required a lot more work and dedication,
right?
More than kind of just happened to happen, you know what I mean? So it's just right. Totally like, I don't know, they're both equally, I think, being equally successful,
okay.
I guess. Like, I've done some massive campaigns in the modeling world, as like, and I've been the first to do many things in the modeling world, but I. In the sporting world, I was also a first in many things. And so, yeah.
Master, you're making me very curious about this whole sporting thing that you're talking about. You know, like, you don't want to elaborate on it, though, do you?
I don't know.
I mean, it would probably clear up a little bit of confusion, I think, if you just came out and said it. Would it hurt?
Pardon?
Would it hurt if you did say it?
No, not hurt, but like, it's just irrelevant, really, this kind of thing.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. You're a straight alpha male.
Correct.
Yeah. What was your exposure to faggots prior to 12 months ago when, you know, you started getting tributes? If you're in the modeling world, you probably ran across a lot of faggots.
What do you mean by, in your words, faggots? Because, like, yeah. what was your definition of a so-called faggot?
A faggot is a servant of men.
Is that what you think, yeah?
Yeah, the very submissive male that is basically a servant of men.
Okay. But some of these submissive don't like to be called faggot.
Sure, right. There are submissive gay males. I'm talking about basically ultra submissive males that are gay males who basically worship and serve alphas like you. Did you think I was talking about a cigarette? Just kidding.
No. That's not a faggot. That's just a fag anyway.
Okay, sorry.
A faggot in the UK is a type of food.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. But
do you eat faggot in the UK?
No, it's a Scottish dish, and it's just not nice.
Okay.
It's not for me, like. But I don't know, really. Like I said, someone messaged asking to purchase me coffees and stuff, and they kept calling me sir. And I was like, I like this. This is cool. Not so much the money thing, like the, you know, having a bit of power and
the respect.
Yeah, like I said before, because I've been successful before, I've got it, but it's always been like because of an achievement where like I was just getting this based on just me.
Right, of course.
Do you know what I mean? So like,
well, aren't you getting that because of you, who you are, and now too? I mean, faggots are giving you money and tributing to you and praising you and everything because of the man you are, correct? So,
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so all the respect I've had in the past has been because I've done something good or I've earned it from like hard work, dedication, this kind of thing.
Sure.
But like the faggots give me respect based on just me and my like presence.
Just your existence, basically.
Yeah. So like my sporting world, people like looked up to me or whatever because I was succeeding, or in my modeling world, I'm the first to do X or Y. So people are thinking, fuck, I want to be like that guy. But in this world, it's just Ollie. He's the man. Like that's literally it. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do understand that, sir.
Yes,
well, here's the thing, though. I bet that there were a lot of people that worshipped you when you weren't aware of it back in the past, just simply because you're alpha. Don't you think?
To me, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but like an alpha male, right, is somebody who's like the jock in high school, so he's good at sports, gets the girls, kind of succeeds in all areas kind of thing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but like that's kind of like how my life was, to be fair, like, and that's away from Findom and like,
of course,
this kind of role, that's kind of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm definitely who I was, so
sure, definitely. Well, you were born alpha, really.
Is correct.
So you probably your entire life you've been just kind of worshipped as this ideal male. But
I've always had people look up to me. Yeah.
Right.
No, that's fact. That's not.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. You probably weren't making the connection between like your alphahood and the way people were reacting to you, the way you might do now.
Maybe, but I'd walk into a room and I know people look in. I've always been that, like that.
Right, exactly.
I've always felt that, you know. I've always kind of had that aura.
Right, exactly.
My friends would always notice it. My friends would always say it. So.
Oh. What would they say? What would your friends say?
They'd always say, like, if we walked into a room or we went out nightclub and stuff, like, I'd be the one with all the eyes on.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of thing, so.
Well, that's definitely a quality of an alpha male for sure. Now, question, like when you walk into a room, do you kind of like instinctively scan a room to see who the alphas are and the betas and whatever? Like do you look at other men and kind of put them in a hierarchy, don't you, in your mind? And just kind of instantly.
No, not me. Like maybe some people do, but like I honestly always concentrate on myself. I kind of feel like everyone else is kind of irrelevant.
Yeah.
That's just how I've been.
Or below you, let's say, in a hierarchy. They're below you, basically.
Yeah, if it's in a hierarchy, yeah. But, like, I would never walk into a room and be like, look at him, look at him, look. I wouldn't even notice people. It's me, my circle, and I don't really care about too much about anyone else. That's the truth.
that's the brutal truth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like
people in my circle, like a lot of the guys, a lot of the faggots, as you put it, I speak to, like I do give a shit too about them. So like I'm one of the guys said I'm more like a protector rather than the bully. I'm the guy who bullies the bully. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
so if you're my,
that's so weird.
Go on.
It's so weird that you say that because one of the concepts that I have on my site, fagsworshipalphas.com, is I talk about protector alphas and destroyer alphas.
Okay. I haven't registered. That's interesting.
Yeah. So you just nailed it right on the head. So like, you know, protector alphas are kind of like the superheroes. They're like the Superman, you know. Character or something like
that. Well, I've been told to look like Ben Affleck, right? And he's Batman.
You
makes sense.
You really do. I mean, that is the truth for sure.
By the Allah.
You're probably a better actor than he is. Anyway. So if people are giving you those kinds of compliments, that must be pretty nice for you, I would think, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Do you view your role as an alpha? Like that?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. If I had a faggot in my stable that some of her alpha or some of your idiot was like just abusing and making them feel shit. I've had in the past and someone's come to me and be like, sir, like I'm getting an issue with so-and-so. I'll deal with it, you know?
Hmm. Right.
I just, like, and that's not me. That's not, I mean, that is just me. General day-to-day life, I'm like that.
Okay.
If anyone got an issue with my friends and family, they come to me and I'll deal with it.
Right. Or you see somebody that's weak or something or can't defend themselves, you might step in and help.
100%. Okay. Ain't about that bullying stuff, not for me.
Okay. All right, that's awesome. I mean, the world needs more alphas like you, you know. There's too many destroyer alphas out there. So, and we certainly see it in FinDom. So,
there's a few like alphas I speak to in the DMs and stuff. We just chat, and a lot are on my kind of level with the terms of thinking, which is cool.
Yeah.
But I obviously don't speak to everybody. I'm not really too interested in other people, but right. some guys I do speak to, they're on my kind of level, so that's good.
Yeah.
But obviously I haven't been in your shoes speaking to an alpha to see what they really think and what's really going on here, so.
Right, exactly. So. It is a wonderful privilege. Oh, gosh. Sorry.
So a fire alarm going off.
Yeah, right.
I know I'm hot, but come on, man.
I know, you're setting off fire alarms. So, yeah, that's interesting. I consider it to be a great privilege to be able to speak to a man like you. And I really appreciate that. So, let's see. So, would you ever consider owning, like, domestic faggots to serve you?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, you would? Okay.
100%.
Okay, I didn't think you would. I didn't think you were going to say yes to that, so.
What do you mean by this massive fact? It's like they'll be in the house cooking, cleaning, this kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't need to be doing that stuff. You know what I mean? That's not my job.
You're absolutely right.
My job's earning the money, eat the food.
That's right. and I guess, like, you're... wife or your girl, you're not married, correct? You have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend, yeah.
Right. So she wouldn't have to do that stuff either. You guys could just enjoy your life, right?
In fact, exactly. What's the saying? Happy wife, happy life.
Yes.
So if a faggot can do that, make her happy, then I'll get a good life, so.
Exactly, master.
Perfect.
would you have domestic faggots that serve, like, live-in faggots that would serve you day and night?
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that one. I do like my own privacy, you know, my own time as well.
Well, sure. I mean,
you could put them in the garden, you know.
I mean, you could lock the faggot in a cage in another room and just keep it there. I mean, you could.
It's a pet.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. I know some alphas that do that. They're kind of like alphas who have those kind of faggots view those faggots as like a faithful dog.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're there to serve you, please you, and whatever, and you kind of feel you gain a trust with that faggot, you know, in terms of as a man, you're the owner of that faggot, so it's just like a man and a dog.
I do like that idea, but I just don't know if I'd want them living in my house.
Sure. Well, you could assign them to come at certain times to take care of things. But
we could do that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes live-in faggots are handy because they can fetch beers or drinks or make snacks for you on call, whatever you want to do. They'd be just kneeling beside you, and they could do whatever you wanted to do, you know, or make dinner or whatever. So it's just... You know, some people find it handy to have a live-in faggot, but, you know, you can do it any which way you want. But I'm surprised, I think, to hear you say that, Master, honestly. That's great.
What type of faggot are you?
I have served sexually and domestically and financially, so, in my life. I've been serving as a faggot. Yeah, I've been serving for 23 years or something like that, so, as a faggot. So.
How old are you?
I'm 39.
So you sound quite young.
Oh, yeah. I've got a kind of a young voice, I guess. Well, 39's not old, Master.
No, I know, but, like, because you said 22 years. I was assuming maybe you're 50, around that age, you know, but you didn't sound like that.
Well, I
started at 17.
Yes, sir.
It's underage, man.
Well, it was a high school alpha, straight alpha that I was friends with, and he kind of enlisted me to be his cocksucker in high school. So,
how did you enjoy that?
I loved it completely. Why wouldn't I? But like before that, I just thought I was a kind of a submissive gay male, but he kind of opened my eyes to the truth about what I actually am. And so from there, I just began serving. So
it's interesting.
I absolutely adore domestic service. So like, and I'm not doing this as an advertisement for me to serve as your domestic faggot, but like,
you'll come over from the US to come and serve me.
Yeah, there you go.
Live in my house.
It'd probably be glorious, actually. But
do your podcast in the little cage I give you. How's that sound?
It sounds like heaven. But I mean, some of my best memories are serving men domestically. Honestly, you know. Just because it's just fulfilling to be able to be that, serve that function for a man. But you wouldn't probably understand anything about why I would feel that way, you know. But
no, I understand. I do understand. Obviously, I haven't experienced it myself, but
sure. I mean, how do you feel though when you hear faggots are willing to give up even their life to serve you? Does that register with you at all, or?
I'm not really sure how I feel about giving up life. Like, I see sometimes on Twitter, I'm not sure if some of it's fake or real life, but some people go into like huge amounts of debt just to serve somebody. Like, to me, I don't think that is acceptable.
Okay. But what, I mean, what if, I mean, what I mean is when I say that is, give up their life in terms of their freedom or whatever in order to serve you. So, if they became your domestic faggot, their life would revolve around your life, you know, and not their own.
Yeah. I can understand that.
And like, how do you feel about
it? I like studying psychology. So, like, I do, although, like I said, I've never experienced from your point of view. I do understand them. I do kind of, yeah, I've read up on this kind of thing quite a lot. So.
Okay. Great. Is this a more recent interest in psychology, or has it always been?
No, I've always been quite interested in psychology anyway.
Okay.
Human mind's quite an interesting thing.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, it's funny that for an alpha male who doesn't care about, you know, other people, as you've expressed here, like, that you're interested in the psychology of other people, you know, so.
Well, it's more to do with when I start to learn about this, more to the psychology in me in a sporting aspect of how I can get the most out of my capabilities, you know. And that's like, kind of how I started, just learn about the human mind.
Like how to dominate?
In a way, but
in a sporting
way. I would stay composed in certain. I used to be a little bit different to how I am now. So I used to be really like, wear my heart on my sleeve, like, I guess I'm an alpha male now, but like before I was like a more aggressive alpha male, more like, I can't really think of the word I'm trying to portray, but I'm put across, but.
More like a destroyer alpha?
Yeah. And, I felt like at the time it was kind of hindering my, progress in the sporting world. So, spent a lot of time learning how to, just switch it up a little bit, you know.
Kind of harness it.
Yeah, we'll be able to use it, but in certain times rather than be like that 24/7.
Right.
Like, so that's kind of why I look in psychology at first.
That's interesting. It's kind of like Bruce Banner, I'm sorry, controlling the Hulk inside of him.
Yeah.
If you want to say.
When I lose my head, I'm probably worse than the Hulk, so yeah. It doesn't happen very often, but when I lose my cool, like, it's not a good sight, man.
You really should put a video of that on your OnlyFans. I'm sure the faggots would absolutely adore that if they saw you losing, going crazy, you know, and like tearing up the place.
Me painted green and just ripping my shirt and going crazy.
No, not like that. But I mean, like if there was a video of you at a bar, like kicking somebody's ass because they acted out of turn, they probably would get off on that because they would be
I need to behave myself. Like, I can't be. I've been arrested a few times for stuff like this in my younger days, and that's.
Oh.
I can't be going kicking people's ass, man. I've got family and stuff to, you know.
Sure. Do you have kids?
Yeah.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
Two.
Two? Okay. Are they younger? I don't know how old you are, actually, Master. How old are you?
31.
Okay.
So if I won't kick someone's ass and get arrested, then that's not good. Like I said, it's my job to protect them. That's to protect those two as well.
Absolutely. For sure. Are they boys, girls, or?
Girls. So if any fucking men go near them, they're dead, then you see the wrath. Any boys step out of line when they're teenagers? Nah.
Look
then
out.
You can see it. Tell a faggot to come watch them. I'm going to rip their fucking heart out. It's funny, well, but I'm being serious.
I can't even imagine being a young male trying to court your daughter and seeing daddy come walking through the door.
Not happening. Not happening. Don't worry about it.
They're going to have to fall in love at some point.
Don't swear at me, boy.
Sorry, Master.
I'm joking.
I know you are. So you never had, no faggots ever approached you in like high school or anything like that to serve you or do anything like that?
I think, I'm from the UK. I was in high school like 15 years ago, and mm-hmm. back then even like being gay was a thing, people didn't really like come out. So right. like we wouldn't, I'm getting straight men serve me in this world, but like, I don't know, like anyone who was a faggot, as you say, would probably be more reserved and not really, you know, not really exercise that kind of thing, just because it was just not.
Well, they would probably be afraid of you also.
Yeah, like I've got nothing against gay people whatsoever, but
of course.
I know maybe people my age, parents and grandparents would, so I just don't think they'd be so forthcoming.
Right, right, exactly.
Maybe you were lucky. Sucking your guy's dick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he just took what he wanted, you know.
Were you straight before you found out about? No. Were you straight, but like, you always knew, did you?
That I was gay?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I have memories specifically from like very early childhood of like crushing on certain boys and stuff. I mean, it was
okay. It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly believe that in terms of hierarchy, I personally believe that alphas are born alphas, faggots are born faggots, and really, it's only whenever we kind of embrace that role that we were born with that we find kind of peace, you know, and like fulfillment.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way with your alphahood?
I don't really know, because I've always kind of just been like this, even since I was like, I don't know, like since I was like 6 years. I remember fighting in the schoolyard at 6 years old and playing rugby matches. You know what rugby is? You probably know what it is,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Playing rugby matches in school, and like my thought would be to hurt somebody on the other team, and I find it funny. And I'd be like mouthing off and stuff at like 8 years old to the other team. And
right.
like that's kind of like what was how I was much worse when I was younger, let's be honest with you. But like, so I feel like this kind of role, say it's a role, this kind of like hierarchy of me being an alpha male or Jack the Lad is what a lot of people say in the UK.
Okay.
It's kind of just something, like you say, it's born with it. It hasn't been something I've tried to do or like tried to act cool or tried to like.
No, right. It's just something you are.
Yeah.
I mean, I would consider you to be an apex alpha. Apex alpha is the very top of the hierarchy. And it's, let's say, apex alphas are alphas that other alphas defer to. You know, if that makes any sense.
I do get a lot of alphas message me.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly.
I get a lot of people asking for advice, and I'm like, how? Like, I can't really give you any advice because this is me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't teach you how to be me.
Right, exactly. Right. There's no secret sauce. It's just who you're either that or you're not. Now, don't you find that there are a lot of fakers on
in FinDom and that you've seen so far?
A lot of people saying they're earning a certain amount of cash, and it's blatantly obvious, and they're not, because they're living at their mum's fucking house. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I mean, there are some alphas that are claiming these big returns, and they're living in a trailer, a mobile home. You know what I'm thinking? Wait a minute, what? None of that makes any sense.
There's a few that, like, seem to make a lot of money, and, like, do you know what? Hand on heart, I just think fair play. Good work, like.
Sometimes they waste the money that they make in FinDom.
I'm not doing that.
No. You seem like you'd be smart with your money. You probably have always been.
Go on, sorry.
You've always probably been smart with your money, I would think.
Maybe not when I was younger, maybe, but like.
Sure. But you came into money early in your life, didn't you? Like, earning more money early.
So when I was in university, my housemates used to always laugh. They were like eating just like a tin of beans, and I'd be sat there with like my fillet steaks and my salmon for breakfast and this kind of stuff. And they were just like, what the fuck? they couldn't even afford to pay bills. And like, I was paying for everyone's nights out and this kind of stuff. But
right. Well, isn't that just an illustration of your alphahood right there? I mean,
I guess so.
You know, they were wanting to be you, but they can't be you because you're you. You're unique in the in the hierarchy, you know. So, and you're making all this money, you know. So,
nah, to me, like, money's fun, but like, to me, like, being successful is more like where my head's at. And obviously, with success, breed like you get money, like
right.
I don't really wake up in the morning and think, how much money I can earn today. I think, what can I achieve today? And then by achieving, the money just rolls in anyway. Like, we're on about what I do with my money. I earn. Like, I have my profession. I have quite a few sources of income. My FinDom money just gets invested.
Right.
It's like a little gambling pot almost, really.
Sure, definitely.
So that's like, I make investments with it, and if they don't come off, it's not my fucking money anyway. Do you know what I mean? And if they do come off, then I just tripled whatever you gave me, so good work, bro.
Right, exactly. There are definitely some FinDom alphas like you who are using the money that they make. And sometimes it's outrageous money. I mean, I saw an alpha's bank statement from November, and he made $108,000.
Fair play, good work to him. I can only take my half to people like that.
Well. But there's lots of money flying around in FinDom, you know, so as you know. So the smart alphas are the ones that take it and turn it into gold, you know, even more gold. So that's what you're doing with it.
Yeah, I think that's very important.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'll be real, like, I came from, when I was young, a family with no money. So to me, I want to make sure my children and their children, like, kind of generational wealth, like, where there's money to be handed down. This is kind of, like, I think it's important to me. So, I feel like my upbringing is a big part of, like, why I've been successful or why I've, like, been able to accumulate money.
Right. So, that's good. So you mentioned that you have other businesses, I guess. Do you, like, what other kinds of industries or businesses are you involved in right now?
Well, I'm a personal trainer.
Okay.
I'm trying to set up a online application. That's like the next step.
Okay.
Started doing some trading.
Okay. Stock market trading, like
Forex stuff. So
Forex, yeah. Okay. Right. So Bitcoin.
Looking into opening my own gym after lockdown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's all very good. Huh?
Let's have like little bits and bobs. Like, sure. I got my fingers in. It's trying to work out what's the best way to invest and what's the best way to
where your energy would be.
Yeah, housing is a big one. That's like getting on the property ladder and buying and selling houses and stuff. That's where my FinDom money is currently going.
Oh, it's into real estate.
So. On the 29th, get keys to a sub-funded house. So.
Really? A whole house that they bought? Faggots bought?
Yeah, they haven't bought, but like from the 12 months of FinDom.
Right.
And put a huge deposit down.
Okay.
So that's my first little project.
I see. Are you wanting to be a landlord or flip houses?
Flip houses, man. Buy, sell, go bigger, bigger, make money.
Right, exactly. That's where the money's at for sure. I'm starting to get into that a little bit too, but
I couldn't be dealing with landlord and stuff. I couldn't be dealing with that stuff.
Like the issues of being a landlord, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Just buy it, flip it, take the money, skim the money off of it, you know.
I think it'd anger me as well if, like, I spent a lot of money on a house, rented it out, and then 12 months later I go back to the house, the parents left, and it's, like, beaten up. Like, it'd piss me off.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That would bring out the Hulk again, huh?
Yeah, exactly, and we don't need to go to jail, so.
No. That's really good. It sounds like you – which of those projects do you – is your heart the most invested in? Like,
my heart is the gym, just because it's something I've always been involved in, opening up a big fitness like gym and maybe expand and
franchise it or something.
Sure, but like my heart says that, and my brain says housing, especially with all this COVID situation, prices are going to crash. So if we can get in now, then maybe in like 10 years time when we have many properties, like the housing market's going to be going up, and then we can sell and make huge profits. So I think my head's saying that, but my heart, because I've always, since I was young, I've wanted my own training facility. So
sure,
we'll just see.
Right. I mean, honestly, anything is possible. But the nice thing about the housing market plan is that it's something that doesn't require a whole lot of your time and energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to be there all the time.
You just need the money, and that's it.
Sure, but you're getting the money, so, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know anything about the housing market in Britain, but, you know, here in America, it's kind of at the peak of the market, you know. So, I'm kind of waiting for it to drop.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Like, I'm just going to wait before I, like, keep investing.
Right.
Keep an eye on it most days, but obviously – the UK has just left the EU as well, so
right.
I'm not sure what the fuck's going to happen, really. So just trying to take a look and just go with the flow of it, really. Right. I'm in no rush. I have money, I have other investments and stuff, but we'll just see.
Right. So when are you going to propose to your girlfriend?
She sat right there, man. What are you doing to me?
I know, Master. I know. You've been looking over at her the whole time. That's why I said it.
She's playing computer games. She's playing Call of Duty.
And I bet
challenge any man on Findom to beat her at Call of Duty. £10 a game. If you lose, you have to double the cash.
Man or faggot?
Man or faggot, what are you thinking? Mm-hmm. Both. Either. Doesn't matter. She'll beat them all anyway.
Oh, really?
Means fuck all. She's good, man. She's impressive.
Oh, wow. I mean, you can make money playing video games these days, so I don't know.
I know you can. YouTube and stuff is a crazy world that is.
Maybe she should go into the video game and become a video game star. but maybe she's not interested in that.
She's too pretty for that stuff.
Huh?
She's too pretty for all that stuff.
Is she?
Yeah.
How long have you been dating now?
14 months.
Okay.
Well,
where did you meet?
Social media.
Really? Okay.
She just saw me and was like, fuck, what a hunk of a man.
So did you force her to tribute to you at first? Or?
Yeah, she pays for everything.
Oh,
my real life is I'm a jobless, yummy daddy. I've got no money, no life, and she just pays me.
You're a sugar baby. I think they call it sugar baby.
Yeah. She's younger than me, though.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Yeah. So she's no cougar.
Well, I guess, you know, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, like, as a straight alpha, like, how do you view hierarchy? Like, what – when you think about the hierarchy that we're talking about here – like, do you feel it's real? Has your experience in Findom kind of reinforced any of that at all?
Well, the class system's always been a thing, right?
Yeah,
that's why you get on trains and you take flights over the world and it's first class economy. Like, I feel like it's a real thing. Like, I've always thought that. It just so happens I fly first class and some of you don't.
I sleep in the luggage compartment. I fly in the luggage.
With the pets and stuff underneath.
And right. And I paid for your first class ticket too. That's kind of how it works. So.
Yeah. Hey, we can arrange that.
Where do you want to go?
I'm due a trip to the U.S. So.
Oh really? Have you been to the United States before?
Oh, I'm loads sure. of times, yeah. A lot of times.
Okay, I guess, yeah.
All on the West Coast, though. Where are you?
I'm in the Midwest. Like the worst place in America.
Why is it bad? Why is it?
Because it's very conservative and very, like, they're pro-Trump here, okay? So, I'm very anti-Trump, so I don't fit in here. So I guess you probably went to California and the West Coast for modeling, I guess, probably.
Yeah, I modeled in LA.
Okay, yeah.
But I've been on training camps for months on end in San Diego, LA, Arizona.
Okay. Did you ever get flown out to Dubai?
No, but I've been to Doha, which is Qatar.
Yeah.
Doha. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's basically the same as Dubai, like same part of the world.
Right.
So I've been there a few times to train and stuff. So.
Okay. So for training.
Although I see everyone's in Dubai right now. I was actually thinking about flying out there.
Oh, okay. That's weird. I just brought that up. Yeah, Dubai seems like the place where all the male models go and hang out. I don't know.
So, like, that's the only place on Earth right now. It's like not really got any restrictions in normal life. So I feel like all influencers, all models, a lot of sports people, they're all gathering in Dubai right now.
Right, exactly. I don't know how they escaped the coronavirus so easily, but.
Seems like it's a corona-free zone over there.
Kind of. I mean, I wonder if the culture has anything to do with it. I don't know. I can't figure it out, but.
There was early on in the coronavirus kind of pandemic, there was some sort of article I read about corona can't live at a certain heat. The virus can't live at, so I don't know if maybe something to do with that. Right. I haven't read anything about that lately, but like right at the start, because it can be like, you don't work in Celsius, right? You work in Fahrenheit.
Right.
But I know it's like 40 degrees Celsius. What's that in Fahrenheit?
Well, it's like 100 degrees or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Over there a lot of the time, so.
Well, maybe that's what it is. I don't want Donald Trump to hear that because he'll start saying something ridiculous like, you know, we should put people in ovens or something to heat them up, you know, just.
It'd be like back in the Adolf Hitler days, gas in the juice.
Right, put them in the ovens.
Awful. That guy has some crazy ideas, I know.
Yeah, right. Let's beam sunlight into the human body. What are you talking about? You know,
Remind someone who is a faggot who tries to be an alpha. Donald Trump.
that's a pretty. I've said similar things about him myself, but
I've got power. Let me just use this in any way I can.
Right. But then he cries and whines like a little baby, and it's just not masculine at all, you know, so.
Yeah, because he's had so much money his whole life. He's born money and stuff. Like, he doesn't really know how to fail. So when he fails or people challenge him, I don't think he understands how to deal with it.
Oh, no, he's failed a lot. Okay.
He fails a lot. Yeah. There was one time he went bankrupt up close, right?
Yes. The banks were going to foreclose on everything that he had. And then they got together and they decided to let him off the hook.
Mm.
So there you go.
Yeah, I watched a documentary about that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Sad. I don't know why that person was in office for 4 years. I would much rather have you as my president than that guy.
Fucking hell. No, that'd be comedy.
It would be? Why?
I don't know how that would go.
It'd be awesome because you'd probably rule people in righteousness.
I wouldn't take any shit, I know that.
Well, sure, but you wouldn't be
dumb decisions like that guy either.
Right, exactly. You wouldn't be on Twitter, you know, calling people fat and stuff, like, for no reason, you know.
Do you know what? His Twitter used to make me laugh, but not because, like, I was like, adamant that a comedian had taken control over it, not a president of, like, the biggest country on earth, like.
Right. He's like a, it's like taking a circus clown and making him president. Like, why would you do that? You know, but anyway. Yeah,
you guys voted him in.
No, I did not.
No, not you personally, but
a lot of guys who think they're also alpha males voted him in, and white racist.
Yeah, of course.
But as an alpha, or I consider you being apex alpha, but like as an alpha, aren't you offended by pretend alphas like what we're talking about there with Trump and whatever? Like, does it offend you as a man?
No, not really. Like, it, honestly, I couldn't give two shits about anyone else, really. Not like, I don't mean that in general life. Like, obviously, I care about people close to me and friends. I mean, like, I'm not intimidated. I'm not like.
No, I'm not talking about intimidation.
I know, but I'm trying to think of like what I'm trying to say, but I'm not really like. Most of, I see stuff on Finn of Malthus and I laugh.
Right.
Sometimes I'm like, mate, you look like a fucking idiot. Like, that's just the truth.
Yes, exactly. Right.
I show my girlfriend sometimes, or some of my friends, and we're just like, wow.
Maybe in private you can send me a couple of examples of what you're talking about. I have my own choices, but, you know, I'd be curious to see if it was the same choices. So
I do feel like because there's a pandemic going on, like I've only been in this game for about 13, 14 months, say, around there.
Yeah. Right.
But I've noticed like a huge increase of like alpha males, and like there'll be alpha males who clearly aren't alpha males, you know what I mean? Like when it's obvious.
Right.
I don't understand that. Like, I don't get it.
But like as a man and an alpha, do you feel like, do you look at that and go, wait a minute, that's not right, you know? Sometimes I'm, as a faggot, I'm offended by what I consider to be pretend alphas. And I think a real alpha would put you in your place.
But then would anyone give them money? Would anyone really, like, I think most of the time it's quite obvious. Would anyone would anyone in your position really reach out to someone like that? Like, I just think it's obvious. And well, I think it's, you can see right through it. So what's the point?
Well, okay, you see through it because you're an apex alpha. I see through it because I've been serving alphas for 23 years. So a lot of these younger faggots kind of go, oh my gosh, he's got a big dick. And so, like, they think that that's an alpha, you know.
Not if you don't know how to use it. No alpha than you.
Right, exactly.
Bad joke.
I'm not gonna ask you how big your dick is. Okay, don't worry about that. Here's a question.
I've got a little clit dick.
No, I do. That's why mine's caged up.
I'll keep it caged. That's a good boy.
Of course. Thank you, Master. So let's talk finances really quick, okay? So what's your best month so far? How much?
I feel like I'm on right now for my best month.
Oh, right now? This month?
Yeah. Oh, hang on. I'll go take a look. Bear with me.
Okay. All you alphas have spreadsheets of your takings on Vindam.
Yeah, but I haven't on my phone. I just got notes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, I'm on 14,000 so far.
14,000 for this month?
Yeah, then Monday 18th. So what we've got left? 13 days left.
Is that pounds?
Yeah, hang on. Let me work that out in dollars for you.
Oh, well, it's...
that's not OnlyFans, though, as well.
That's fine. It's Findam. You're doing FinDom through OnlyFans, right?
Just under $20,000. But yeah, but I haven't added my OnlyFans in there.
Oh, I see. So $20,000 is total? From,
like, Skype calls, popper sessions, drains, silent tributes. Some faggots just pay, like, weekly fees and stuff, so.
Right.
So that's kind of start from that.
Okay, so 20,000 so far this month?
It's just under. It's like 19,800 or something. Dollars.
That's very good. I mean, that honestly, like, you're only halfway through the month and you've already earned more than a lot of so-called alphas do in a whole month, you know. Most, actually. So
yeah.
That's good. That's very good.
Just want to keep making money, keep investing. And you know what? Like, I actually haven't worked in my job for like 6 weeks because of the, obviously the pandemic and we're in lockdown, so I can't travel.
Right.
So like, I've just had a bit more fun with it this month. Mm-hmm. I thought, fuck it, I've got time on my hands. Let's just have a bit of fun with this.
I've noticed that you've kind of stepped it up a little bit.
Yeah. So obviously when I'm working away and stuff, like, I don't really, I'll talk to people as long as they paid. But I'm in a position now where I kind of just, I'm not doing anything with my day bar, like a few emails, a few investment stuff, but it doesn't take up a lot of my time. I just talk to everybody and just see what happens.
Just drain them.
Just have some fun in it.
That's right, Master. Well, I guess we'll wrap this up. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I must say, like, you and I, we hadn't really talked a whole lot, just a couple of conversations, really. And I had some ideas about maybe some things with you, which you've confirmed or whatever. But I didn't know – we hadn't had an extended conversation until now. And I got to tell you, like, you are really, really a much different animal than I thought you were. Like,
positive or negative?
Very positive, like extraordinarily good. Positive.
Okay.
Like I, you're highly intelligent, very thoughtful, like insightful, I would say. And you're obviously an amazing protector alpha. And like, I just.
No one fucks with my boys.
There you go.
It's just me. I'm allowed. No one else.
Your faggots are in good hands, aren't they? Who do you have like a small, like, intimate stable of faggots that you consider to be like personal possessions of yours?
Yeah, a few.
Okay.
The one thing is a little bit frustrating. They're like, I would obviously have regular meets with these guys.
Oh, so you do meetups?
Yeah. So I would have regular meets with these guys, the ones who are like regulars with me, people I trust and who trust me.
Sure.
But that's been pretty tough because of what's going on.
Yeah, right.
But there's one guy close to me. I still do some ATMs with and stuff like that. But obviously, the up close and personal thing, because he's like 60 as well. He's very worried about the COVID situation. I respect that, whatever. But
right.
Yeah. So right now it's just online, so it's not really as. I don't know. Like, I prefer the face to face stuff.
Do you?
Yeah, the online stuff's cool, but.
Right. What do you prefer about the face-to-face?
Well, I just feel like I can be more myself. We can actually have conversation. And, I can look into their eyes as well.
Right.
So, like, when I'm doing something, I want to look at someone's eyes. I want to know how they feel. I want to see their expressions. I want to see their body language.
Right.
Like, I can use that. Whereas online, it's a little bit different, right? Like,
sure.
I'm just talking to a text message, and the text message is talking back. Skype's different, obviously, but it's still not as, like, intimate.
Right.
Right.
Do you see the submission on their face, like the fear, let's say, I guess you call it fear, but like the respect or whatever that they might have in your presence?
Yeah, this is what I mean, like, with the body language and how they carry themselves. Like, I can see them either, like, I can see him starting up like standing up, head held high, and then we get into the session, gradually, like, I can whittle them down and just take it. I like right. that kind of bringing them down, taking right. it, them thanking me. I can see on their face how lucky they feel to be in my presence. Whereas, like, over here, like, I can hear you saying, yes, sir. I can hear you say master, but, like, I can't see, like, how much you respect me. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Or you can't touch me or, you know, push me down, whatever you want to do, you know, so. Do the faggots, like, kiss your feet, things of that sort? What do they do?
Yeah, I've had some guys do that. Okay. To be honest, like, obviously every faggot has their own little, like, fetish, and some of them get treats based on what their fetish is.
Oh, okay.
So some like, feet, they might get one of my big size 13s in their mouth, and they might even get a sock to take home. Oh, who knows? Okay. Others like piss, others like cum. So it just depends what they like, and they get a little treat based on that.
I see.
But all in all, yeah, it's just about stamping my authority mentally. To be honest, mentally more than physically. I don't need to stamp my authority physically. I'm a big guy. Like, they know and I know if it came to that, that's not even an issue. Like, I got that covered.
Right, of course you do.
But like, man, to me, like I've looked into, obviously, the psychology and stuff. I think it's a big thing, and I love just taking control of someone's head.
Mm-hmm. So you've pissed on your faggots?
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
Whatever, isn't it? Doesn't affect me. I find it funny, but like,
okay,
they seem to like it. They seem to love it. They seem to like it's a treat.
Exactly, it is actually. So, for a faggot,
it was funny, and then I was like, "Fuck, he actually likes this." Mm-hmm. But yeah.
What about cum? Do you like cum on something and give it to them, or what does that happen? Or do you feed it to them? I don't know.
So there's one in where I'm from, the guy I do regular ATMs with. So he must turn up to the ATMs wearing the clothes I've told him. Okay. And one of them is a vest with my cum and my piss and my spit on it. So every time we meet, I throw it on the floor, spit on it, piss on it, cum on it. He hasn't washed it for about 10 weeks.
Oh, wow. So
it's, like, it stinks. It's covered, like. And but he loves it. Every time I come all over, he's fucking, like, thinks it's Christmas, man.
So does he stand there and watch you, like, masturbate and come?
Yeah. I see his, like, dick getting hard. He's, like, I'm just abusing his stuff.
Right.
He loves it. He's a good boy.
Do you want to shout him out?
No. He's very discreet. He doesn't want to.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Just because of his profession.
Right. There are many very wealthy faggots and successful faggots out there that, you know.
Yeah, there is actually. Like, that's actually one thing I found very interesting. Like, I've had a lot of faggots talk to me who are very high up in the business world, or there are lawyers or barristers and stuff. And it's quite interesting to hear why they got into this. So in their day-to-day life, they're not alphas, but they're in control of a lot of people or a lot of situations. Right. So they go home and they need a release. So they need someone else to take over that role.
Right.
It's quite interesting, actually.
It is. It's one of the great kind of mysteries about how that works, that ultimately the faggot's submission to you is its real life.
Yeah.
The business stuff is the kind of charade, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about, like, Batman, and I don't mean to make this all about superheroes and comic books, but, like, you know, Batman wears a mask, or, like, Superman wears a costume when he's Clark Kent, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Those faggots that submit to you, when they're submitting to you, that's the real person right there.
Yeah, so when they're in work with a wig on and being a barrister, they got the mask on.
Yeah, exactly, right. And it's the mask that society will accept, you know. Mm-hmm. They don't feel like they're unacceptable because they're these high-powered people, you know. But in reality, they belong to you as property, you know. And that's the real life. And that's why a lot of times faggots will give their life savings even to alphas like you, because you are releasing them from you're giving them the opportunity to be what they really are supposed to be. Does that make sense?
No, of course it does make sense, yeah. But it's just interesting. You have people who are like, submissive day in, day out, 24/7. Then you've got people who are like in power, and then they can come home, relax, and it's just like there's such a like huge array of different kind of faggots.
Definitely. It's interesting. And you own them all.
As it should be, yeah.
There you go. Well, anyway, I just I'm glad we got that part out of there, because that was really a very special thing that you just shared with me about your faggots. So I appreciate that. Master, I got to tell you, like, honestly, you just really blew my mind with this conversation. This conversation really surprised me quite a bit. So, thank you very much for being honest and open and being the man you are. So,
no problem as well.
Right.
It's not a choice.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Master, very much. Great. Well, thank you, Master. I appreciate it. I'll let you go. All right.
All right. All right. Stay safe.
Thank you. Bye.
Incredible, isn't it? I mean, I don't know. I did try to focus, but it was hard to focus. And if you watch the video version of this, you'll see that it was hard to focus because he is such an amazing presence, and he's just clearly a man, capital M, capital A, capital N, man. And you know what he said in the interview about him looking around, let's say at his quote-unquote competitors in the scene or whatever, and just seeing everybody lacking, is just such an apex alpha characteristic, you know. And I'm just so grateful that I get to talk to men like him. So thank you, Master Moore, for a wonderful interview and a wonderful time and all your insightful comments. I appreciate it very, very much. I hope you all enjoyed it. I suggest that you all you faggots out there, kneel before this man and tribute to him, okay? That's my recommendation. So, but get to know this man, because like Master Alex and some other ones I've talked to, these are men worth serving. So anyway, that's all for today. I hope you have a great inauguration day in the United States and around the world. We're free of the fat ass. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Love you. Bye.